The murder of 33 students and faculty members at Virginia Tech this week inevitably raises this question. Could it have been avoided? A headline that grabbed my attention in the usually sober Washington Post unfortunately implied entirely the wrong answer. Student wrote about death and spoke in whispers, but no one imagined what Zhou Sung-hui would do. Why would anyone? 2020 hindsight is a perfectly human and perfectly useless response to adversity. No educator should imagine that reserve, shyness, or good old-fashioned emo sulking is a pathological trait. And how much should you read into Joe's oft-reported morbidly violent creative writing exercises? Well, let's consider what another English major once cooked up in another idyllic college town, Orono, home of the University of Maine. In 1967, this freshman wrote a novel with an all-too-topical premise. A high school student is reluctantly readmitted after attacking a teacher with a wrench. When a counselling session goes badly wrong, he sets fire to his locker, shoots two teachers, and holds his classmates hostage. Over a long, hot day, he forces them to share at gunpoint and rambles at length about his uncontrollable rage. Is this the rantings of a freaking psycho who's rotting in a locked ward as we speak? Not quite. Welcome to the first novel of Stephen Edward King, BA, Class of 71, and successful purveyor of the twisted and disturbing for over 30 years. King allowed rage to go out of print in the United States following the Columbine shootings, but it's not hard to find if you're so inclined. And while King has often been accused of doing decadent and depraved things to Western civilization, he hasn't killed anyone. What should have rung every bell in town, if accurate, are reports that Joe was stalking at least two women and charges were not pressed. But bad snuff fiction in a creative writing class? I'm not so sure it should be attracting any more attention than a very bad grade. My university days, for better and for worse, were full of the mad, bad, and dangerous to know, as well as nuts, sluts, freaks, geeks, and drama queens of all genders and sexual orientations. Most of us just grew up. And none of the remainder became mass murderers, no matter how weird and dark they got. Stalkers have no place on a university campus, or anywhere else. I just hope one tragedy doesn't result in the sad, lonely and depressed being forced into compulsory counselling because they're bad writers, or don't fit some surreal standard of emotional correctness. Growing up is hard enough.